Three people in the Bible who never died. Number one, Elijah. In a time forgotten by many, but immortalized by the pages of history and faith, rises the saga of Elijah, a man whose destiny transcended the confines of mortality. This is a story woven with threads of the divine, set in the tumultuous days of Israel under the reign of Ahab, a monarch whose choices plunged the kingdom into the shadows of decay. Elijah, unlike any other, emerged from Gilead, a land rich in promises and mysteries beyond the Jordan. Without a book to call his own, his life and deeds unfold in the chronicles of the kings of Israel, capturing the imagination of all, far beyond the legacy of many kings whose names were inscribed on scrolls and stones. At the heart of his journey was Mount Carmel, a stage where the power of the invisible manifested through an epic confrontation against the prophets of Baal. This battle was not merely between men, but between ideologies and deities, pitting divine idealism against the terrestrial, where Ahab sought to shape a kingdom in the image of his desires, estranged from the designs of God. Israel, in this era, was in agony, not only under the yoke of flawed leadership, but also hungry for true justice and direction. Elijah represented a counterpoint, a beacon of hope. Untethered from the webs of political power and aristocracy, his voice resonated with a purity and strength that could not be ignored or silenced. He was the embodiment of divine truth in a world inclined towards forgetfulness, a man who walked with God, and therefore never knew death like others. Elijah, a prophet whose courage and conviction echoed louder than the voices of kings and the mighty, lived in a realm of contrasts. He was the embodiment of truth, championing a celestial kingdom with eternal values, distant from earthly domains marked by ephemeral goals and corruption. His indomitable spirit and unwavering faith elevated him above the vicissitudes and challenges of life, transforming him into a living legend, a hero whose stories seemed transcendent, yet marked by a humility that touched the hearts of all who knew him. Elijah's journey was about to reach a pinnacle that few can imagine, and even fewer can claim, the transcendence of death itself. This turning point was not merely the next chapter of an already extraordinary life. It was the ascension to an immortal state, placing him in a realm reserved for the rarest of souls. This divine promise of immortal departure was not kept secret. It was revealed to Elijah, to the sons of the prophets, and to Elisha, his loyal friend and successor chosen by the heavens, as narrated in 2 Kings 2, verses 1 to 12. On the eve of his final earthly day, Elijah, accompanied by Elisha, departed from Gilgal, walking towards a predetermined destiny. It was not a farewell marked by sadness, but by a sense of divine purpose. The manner of his departure was as extraordinary as the life he led. He would be lifted up to heaven in a whirlwind, a powerful manifestation of the divine that could equally be described as a blast or a moment of wind. This singular event was not just a transfer from one place to another, but a transition from one state of being to another, from mortal to immortal, in the presence of God. Elisha's determination is as unyielding as the very earth beneath his feet. When Elijah, with a voice laden with destiny, asks him to stay in Bethel, Elisha responds with a promise that resonates beyond time. As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. And so they descended to Bethel, united not only by a physical journey, but by a deep spiritual bond. In Bethel, the sons of the prophets emerge, bearers of a message as weighty as eternity itself. They speak of an imminent parting, a warning hanging in the air like a bittersweet melody. Yet Elisha, with the wisdom of a heart that knows more than it speaks, requests silence. His response, though tranquil, is laden with a profound acceptance of divine works. The journey continues to Jericho, where the same scene unfolds like an echo of divine designs. Again, Elijah asks Elisha to stay, and again, Elisha declares his unwavering determination to follow his master. And again, the sons of the prophets in Jericho bring the same warning, a premonition of farewell that Elisha receives with serenity and resignation. Finally, facing the waters of the Jordan, Elijah expresses once again his wish for Elisha to stay. But Elisha, faithful to the end, refuses to leave his side. As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. Together they cross not only the waters but also the threshold between the earthly and the eternal. The journey of Elijah and Elisha, intertwined with the tapestry of destiny and faith, begins in Gilgal, a place of profound and historical significance. Gilgal, as the book of Joshua recalls, marked the Israelites' first camp in Canaan after the miraculous crossing of the Jordan. This place, surrounded by memories of divine protection and a new beginning, was chosen as the setting for Elijah's final earthly journey, perhaps symbolizing a return to origins and divine protection before a great challenge. The journey continues to Bethel, the house of God, a sacred place of communion and prayer, reflecting a moment of spiritual preparation and strengthening for Elijah and Elisha before the climax of their journey. Every step, every destination on this journey is laden with symbolism and divine lessons, preparing them for the inevitable outcome. The Jordan, the next and final destination, represents a border not only physical, but also spiritual. More than a crossing point, the Jordan symbolizes the transition between life and death, the earthly and the divine, the end of an era and the beginning of another. It is at this place that Elisha reaffirms his commitment to Elijah, promising not to leave him until the end. This declaration is more than loyalty. It is a testimony to the depth of his faith and his desire to follow in the footsteps of his master, no matter the cost. Elijah, in turn, seems to test Elisha's determination, attempting to distance himself from him on several occasions. This act is not aimed at separating them, but rather at preparing Elisha for the mantle of leadership he would soon inherit, a final test of faith and devotion. When they both reach the Jordan, an unprecedented miracle unfolds. Elijah, with his mantle, touches the waters of the river, which divide, allowing them both to cross on dry land. This miraculous act is a tangible demonstration of divine power, a prelude to the culmination of Elijah's journey and the beginning of Elisha's ministry. In the face of this transcendental scene, Elijah offers Elisha one last opportunity to make a request. Elisha, with a heart seeking more than earthly riches or worldly honors, asks for a double portion of Elijah's spirit, a request that reflects his deep desire to fulfill his calling with faithfulness and power. Then Elijah said, "You have asked a difficult thing, yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise it will not." The climax of the narrative unfolds in a tranquil conversation, far from the crowds, without formal teachings or grand prophecies. Elijah and Elisha share a moment of profound human and spiritual connection, walking and talking like intimate friends, when the extraordinary bursts into the ordinary. A chariot of fire pulled by horses of fire appears, separating them, and Elijah is lifted up to heaven in a whirlwind. This miraculous event, captured in 2 Kings 2:11, transcends human understanding and serves as a powerful demonstration of divine glory, marking Elijah's transition from his earthly existence to the celestial realm. Elisha, witnessing this moment of pure magnificence, reacts with an exclamation of awe and mourning, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." This statement reflects both Elisha's personal loss and the recognition that Israel has lost its divine protector. The gesture of tearing his own clothes is a sign of deep mourning, but also marks the beginning of his transformation. When Elisha takes up the mantle that fell from Elijah, he inherits not just a physical object. He assumes the mantle of spiritual responsibility and prophetic power. His action of striking the waters of the Jordan with Elijah's mantle and the subsequent parting of the waters is a testament to the power of God now resting upon Elisha. This symbolic act, mirroring Elijah's earlier miracle, confirms the transfer of authority and the continuation of the prophetic legacy. The reaction of the sons of the prophets who witness this act and acknowledge that the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha seals this transition. They come to Elisha with respect and reverence, recognizing him as Elijah's legitimate successor. This moment is not just a passing of power, but also an affirmation that God's presence and work continue through those whom he chooses. Elijah's sudden ascent to heaven was not an end, but a powerful transition within the ongoing divine purpose. This event serves as a poignant reminder that the essence of God's work does not end with the departure of his earthly servants. Rather, divine work transcends physical existence, challenging human notions of finality. The story of Elisha, following in Elijah's footsteps, vividly illustrates that God always prepares the way for the continuity of his mission, regardless of circumstances. The transition from Elijah to Elisha is emblematic of how God orchestrates the succession and perpetuation of his will on earth. Elijah exits, Elisha enters, is not just a changing of characters, but a statement of the eternity of divine purpose and God's ability to equip and empower those whom he calls. Number two, Enoch. Amidst ancestral chronicles and genealogies from time immemorial, emerges the figure of Enoch, a man whose life intertwines with the divine in exceptional ways. Unlike many of his contemporaries, whose stories are limited to lineages and descendants, Enoch is presented to us as a being of rare spiritual depth, whose legacy transcends the record of his years on earth. At the age of 65, Enoch becomes the father of Methuselah, who is remembered as the longest-lived man, according to scripture. Yet this mention serves only as a prelude to the true essence of Enoch's life. His existence is notable not just for his genealogical proximity to Noah, but for his spiritual uniqueness, as he is one of the few whose walk with God is highlighted not just by deeds, but by deep communion. In Jude 14, we find Enoch positioned as a prophet, someone who, in the seventh generation from Adam, foresees divine judgment with an authority that only proximity to the sacred can confer. Enoch, therefore, is not just a biblical character. He is a herald of the divine, a precursor of prophethood, who through his life warns of the consequences of straying from God's ways. His existence in antediluvian days, a period marked by moral decay, further highlights his figure. While many lived oblivious to the presence and commandments of the divine, Enoch chooses a path of integrity and faith. His testimony is not just a historical record, it is a breath of inspiration, an invitation to reflect on the essence of our own journey with God. The description of Enoch's life, though brief, is laden with significance. It speaks to us of the possibility of human existence in harmony and intimate communion with the Creator. Enoch becomes thus a model of faith and devotion, teaching us the importance of living for an audience of one, of seeking a personal and deep relationship with God above all else. Enoch's account highlights one of the most mysterious and fascinating episodes of the biblical narrative, his translation. This unique event is not only a demonstration of the depth of his communion with God, but also a testimony to divine power and proximity. The idea that God's presence can be so encompassing and transformative as to literally take Enoch from this world reflects the magnitude of faith and relationship that Enoch held with the Creator. The book of Hebrews presents Enoch as a sublime example of faith, emphasizing that he was taken to heaven without experiencing death, an honor that attests to his unique closeness to God. This act of being taken up and not being found because God had taken him is a powerful echo of the divine promise to be with those who seek him with all their hearts. Hebrews 11 verses 5 and 6 not only celebrate Enoch's faith, but also establish a universal principle. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith, then, is the key to accessing the presence of God, believing in his existence and his reward for those who earnestly seek him. This teaching reinforces the notion that faith is not a one-way street, but a journey shared with God, who rewards those who approach Him with open and sincere hearts. Enoch is the paradigm that by dedicating ourselves to a life of faith and communion with God, we can experience His presence in extraordinary ways, transcending even the limits of mortality. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 expands this idea, showing that God is constantly seeking those whose hearts are wholly His to support and strengthen them. Enoch's narrative and his extraordinary encounter with the divine lead us to a deeper reflection on the nature of worship and the relationship that God desires to have with His followers. At the heart of this relationship is a divine desire for sincere communion, an exchange devoid of artifice, where the human response to God's love is authentic and profound. John 4 verses 23 and 24 capture this essence, envisioning a time when worship will transcend external formalities to become a true expression of the heart and soul, a worship in spirit and in truth. This passage not only sets the standard for genuine worship, but also reveals the heart of God. He seeks worshippers who approach Him with sincerity, beyond appearances, recognizing Him as the invisible yet tangible source of all life. This call for authentic worship echoes the life testimony of Enoch, whose walk with God was so deep that he was taken from this world, not experiencing death as we know it. Enoch serves as a beacon of hope, not only for his unique destiny, but also for what he symbolizes, the possibility of an intimate and transformative relationship with God that is open to all who choose to live their lives fully for Him. The story of Enoch in the New Testament, used to illustrate the concept of rapture, further emphasizes the truth of Scripture and the promise of ultimate redemption. For believers, Enoch's journey is not just a tale of escaping physical death, but a reminder that through faith in God, there is victory over death, a promise of eternal life and final triumph. Number 3, Christians in the end times. The perspective of the end times and the rapture of Christians is a deeply rooted theme in Scripture and Christian hope. This event, described in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, 18, transcends time and space, connecting believers of all ages with the promise of a heavenly encounter. Prophecy records that both believers who have already died and those who are alive at the coming of Jesus will be united in a divine moment of transformation and triumph over death. This passage offers comfort and hope, assuring believers that death is not the end, but a passage to eternity with Christ. The teaching that the dead in Christ will rise first, followed by the rapture of the living, reflects a powerful truth about the nature of salvation and the promise of complete redemption. The description of this event, marked by a shout of command, the voice of the archangel, and the sound of the divine trumpet, is a reminder of God's majesty and authority over life and death. The mention of Enoch as a foreshadowing of this moment is particularly significant. Just as Enoch was taken to God without experiencing death, Christians in the end times will face a similar fate, being caught up in the air in a glorious encounter with the Lord. This parallel between Enoch and believers in the end times not only reinforces the consistency of God's plan through the ages, but also highlights the hope that sustains the Christian faith. The promise of a final victory over death and the certainty of an eternity alongside God. This teaching serves as a beacon of hope and a call to mutual encouragement among believers, reminding us of the importance of comforting one another with the promise of our eventual reunion. The vision of the rapture reminds us that, regardless of the challenges and pains of this world, there is a divine promise of salvation and an indescribable joy awaiting us, an eternal celebration with Christ that transcends the limitations of earthly existence.